In other church magazines, The New Era, Mourning. How should a young person treat a friend who has had a death in the family? The article entitled When I Became Invisible on page 8 tells of one young girl's experiences both as the one in need of comfort when her baby sister dies and then being in the position to comfort a friend when her friend loses her mother. Ballroom Dancing. Dancing Ballroom on page 24 is an uplifting report of a young lady involved in teaching special needs teens to ballroom dance with the help of volunteer dancers. Her concern expanded from her handicapped twin sisters to those who never had a chance to dance. Plague of Pornography. The Secret Enemy, on page 28, warns of the addictive nature of pornography and the continuing problem young people face with the pervasiveness of this modern-day plague. The Friend, Absent Parent. Children everywhere must deal with the extended absence of a parent from time to time due to the responsibilities such as military service or business trips. Read Sharing Love with Families Far Away on page 24 to read about what families do to stay close to one another even when a parent is far away. One in a Million. Did you know there are about 1 million primary children spread across the world? Get the text and music for the song One in a Million on page 7. Then go online to friend.lds.org to download the music and check out the Friend's new One in a Million feature, which allows children to learn about other primary children across the world. Comments. Remember single fathers. As I read The Ensign recently, I was enjoying the comments and articles about marriage and family, since I am eagerly awaiting remarriage. That is until I came across the April 2010 article with helpful hints for the single mother. Single mothers are not the only ones who struggle. As a newly divorced father, I have many struggles of my own, and I am sure I am not alone as it pertains to active, worthy members of the church. I was not an abusive husband, and I did not commit adultery. I am a loving father who enjoys his time with his children. I struggle to find any answers that will help me in my search to foster a loving home with just my kids and I, as well as attempting to integrate my future wife into their lives. When a divorce happens, it affects at least two people, the husband and the wife. If there are children, they suffer as well. The men who go through a divorce struggle too. We hurt, we cry, we long for the days when the marriage was happy, before the divorce became final. We want our kids to be happy. We do our best to meet all of our financial obligations. I am an active, temple-worthy, divorced father, searching desperately for answers, guidance, and resources to help my family heal. Please be mindful of the men in the church who need help. Name withheld. End of the article in other church magazines.